You're listening to episode 52. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kurzlake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show. Hello, hello. Hope you guys are having an amazing day, and I'm excited to have you here on the show today. So today we have one of my favorite people in the entire world, Erin Morgan, back on the show to talk all about sales. So Erin is a business coach. She has been my business coach in the past, and she has an amazing live event coming up. She is just an incredible person when it comes to growing an intentional business, a business around the way that you want to live your life, and just making really big moves. I know that when I first hired her, she just basically blew my mind with what the possibilities for my business could be and the actual tangible ways in which I could get there. And it was just an incredible experience. So I wanted to bring her on the show today to talk about sales processes and just how you can just sell your services or sell your products, because I know that this is something that a lot of you might either be worried about, you might have some just things to learn about it, or you're just like, where am I going to get clients? How am I going to sell more products? Even if things are great, sales is a really great skill to have, to spend a little bit more time on and get more comfortable with. So welcome to the show, and here is our episode. Today's episode is sponsored by Evolution Live, a three-day event for creative business owners hosted by success strategist Erin Morgan. I have Erin here today to chat through how this event can help transform your business. Hey, Erin, how are you?
Hey, Kelsey, I'm great.
I'm so excited to have you here to share about this amazing live event happening. When is it happening?
It's happening October 18th through the 21st Yay! Of 2018. Yeah.
So this is Evolution Live. It is a three-day event. And who is this for?
It is for committed, passionate female entrepreneurs, creative service providers who really want to transform their business.
Awesome. So tell me some of the things that are going to be happening at Evolution Live.
Amazing speakers, including myself, who are committed to sharing really high value trainings with you that you can personalize to your business. And then the next thing is an action plan, right? So not only are you going to learn a lot of information, but you're actually going to have a way to implement it in your business as soon as you get home.
Awesome. And I'm so excited, first of all, to be there, but secondly, to connect with so many people in person, because I know for me, that is a huge business builder as far as making new connections, meeting new people. And it just, that energy just happens to grow my business along the way. So I am pumped to be in the room with so many like-minded women and just have that in-person energy. And super
excited. Me too. I really wanted to gather women, because this online world can be really lonely, right? We don't have those in-person connections. So I really wanted to gather all the amazing women I know and many more who I haven't met yet to a room where we can learn and be together and be supported. Have a bunch of fun.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. So if people want to come to this event, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's Erin Morgan, E-R-Y-N, Morgan.com/evolution. And then a little dash, and then the word live. So erinmorgan.com/evolution-live. And I'm sure that we'll be able to put that link somewhere that's easy to follow, but that's the link to get your ticket.
Absolutely. I will have that on my site as well. So if you go to the podcast tab, we'll have it there. So thank you so much for sharing about this. And I will see you in October. And I hope you all are there. I want to give you real life hugs.
Yes. I can't wait to see everybody live.
Yay. Hello, Erin. How are you?
Hi, Kelsey. I'm awesome.
It's good to have you on here.
It's so good to be here. I love doing these kinds of things with you. It's always such a fun time.
I know. And I'm like, I feel like this is like old hat at this point, because not only have we been on like podcasts, we're chatting through
lots of other things, but I'm so
Yeah,
excited
but
to
we've
have you.
co-presented at retreats and we've done all kinds of things like that together. So I feel like our working relationship has been so solidified that we're just like, yeah, let's just chat
I
a
know.
lot.
Exactly. I love it. So I would love for you to introduce yourself. I know people might have known about you from before, but if you could quickly just go over who you are, what you do, how you help people, and a little mini how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm Erin Morgan, and I'm a success strategist and business coach for creative entrepreneurial women. And I really work with women who are smart and empowered, and they're super committed to the long-term success of their business. They make the daily choice to stay committed. And that's really, really critically important, because what I help clients do is figure out their unique way of achieving the success they desire, right? So maybe you're somebody who wants a $60,000 a year business. Maybe you want a $600,000 a year business. I don't care, and I'm not judging you. I simply want to help you get to whatever your version of success is. So I do this through helping with sales and marketing, helping you create offers that you're totally in love with, helping you to figure out the daily operations of your business. We can start into team building, all the amazing things that we need to know as smart, empowered business owners on how to lead our business and how to get where we want to go with our careers. So that's what I do. And the short answer of how I got there is I started in the literary arts back in, oh gosh, almost a decade ago, where I learned like little skill, little skill, little skill. And over, I guess, 8 years or so, I learned how to write copy. I learned how to sell stuff that's free, which is really hard. I mastered a selling technique that has really served me well. I found ways to just build audience and create community. And all of those things along the way have helped me now help my clients with whatever their unique businesses are. So it's
awesome.
Really, really cool.
I love it. And I love like hearing you chat through the things that you're offering people, because for those of you that don't know, Erin was my coach and she helped me transform so many things in my business just throughout the past, whatever, how many, two years?
I think we might have known each other almost now for 2 years, which
yeah.
is crazy. So fun.
So yeah, like Erin, if you go back and listen to Erin's old podcast, that after that, I immediately booked a call and I was like, Erin, how can I work with you? Because she like blew my brain.
It was so fun. And I think even then my business was called, I think it was called Eagle and Mouse at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I kind of was. And then I through my work with you, right? So you and I work together, not only me as your coach, but mm-hmm. you as my amazing brand and web team
yes.
to help me create the new brand, which, you know, the funny thing is I get on random calls with strangers from the internet. They're like, your website is the most amazing site I've ever seen.
Yay.
And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've actually booked like clients that go to your website and then like click at the bottom and they're like, uh-huh. I love the work you did with Erin. Like, I
yeah.
want it too. And I'm like, I mean,
I'm so
yeah.
grateful. It was so great.
I love working on so your great. Site. And it was so cool just being able to pull, like we came up with the success strategist and
mm-hmm.
all of that,
so
and being able to bring
pieces.
It all to life.
Because
mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. amazing and now you have an amazing presence to
a brand
bring that
matches.
All to life.
Yeah,
so,
it's
I love
really,
it.
Really great.
Okay.
Okay.
Getting off topic. I know. So I wanted to bring Erin on today because what I'm trying to do with this new season is really get to the bottom of like how I potentially used to be in business and what I wish I knew. And one of the biggest things that Erin has helped me with my business is getting over the fear of sales, learning how to strategically get sales, make sales calls, how to talk to people, how to make it a fun process. And I never thought I would think that sales would be fun. Like, I didn't even know what sales, you know the word, but I didn't know what sales actually were or how to do them until I started working with Erin. So I really wanted to have her on today to chat with you about sales, I don't even know, sales basics, just let's like demystify sales,
absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. Sure. Okay. So here's the first thing that we have to understand when we think about sales. Some people out in the world, there are companies, there are professions that have this energy of icky, right? Where you know you're being sold to, it feels very, ugh, all of that, right? We do not do it that way. We come to this process, the sales process, as a gift, an opportunity for the folks that we're speaking with to help them invest in the dreams that they have, the things that they want, their vision through us, right? So I sometimes joke with my clients, I'm like, you are not reaching through the internet or reaching through the phone line and sticking your hand in the person's wallet and pulling out their credit card. That is not what this is, right? We are not manipulating them in any way, shape, or form. What we are doing is guiding them through a process to help them discover that the way to get what they want is to work through their fear. And we are somebody who is empowered to help them, right? So whether you're making a website for somebody, you're building out a beautiful brand, you are coaching them, you are, you know, doing any kind of service-based thing, you are understanding not only what's not working for that person, but what they desire and sharing with them how you can help them get there, right? It's all about an opportunity. So that's the first thing we gotta go.
One of the huge things is I always felt, not like I always felt, but I was just like, oh, like I would put myself in their shoes too mm-hmm. much, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, wow, I'm taking this amount of money mm-hmm. from them and giving it to myself. And that was where I think I had to do some major reframing in my sales process, because mm-hmm. what I'm actually doing is, yes, there is a exchange in monetary mm-hmm. value, mm-hmm. but what I'm giving them in value for transforming their business and getting put positioning them in a place where they can make more sales, create more income, like it's a very positive transformation and interaction there. And that was a big shift that I think I had to make mm-hmm. in my own business.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that I love about the kinds of clients that I work with is I'm very careful. I'm very selective, because the people who I work with are inherently good at what they do, right? I work with experts. I work with people who I assume they are going to give quality to their prospective clients, because I know them and I know their business. I know how much integrity they have, right? So I love that you use that phrase taking, because that's how we sometimes feel about it. We feel like we are taking something from someone rather than realizing what we're doing is sharing something with someone, helping somebody to get further along the path that they desire, right? And they are making a choice. One of the things I use, and I do, we're not going to go through the whole steps, but I have a 5-step process that I use. And the fourth one is what you might call a pitch. We don't call it a pitch. We call it an invitation. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. It's inviting somebody to get what they desire through you. That's all it is. And there is going to need to be a value exchange, right? Because that's how it works. Energy, money, time. These are all ways that we exchange value with one another. So that's really what you're doing.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. I love using the word invitation. Mm-hmm. And this is getting a little off topic. It's not so much about the sales like specific process, but it's mm-hmm. something like even on your Instagram, like if you're just talking about what you're doing or your day or things and never making an invitation for somebody to reach out to you, to talk to you, like, please mm-hmm. just go make that invitation. It's not a, hey, you have to come work with me and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. It's not that sleazy sales pitch. It's just saying, hey, like, does this sound like something that you need for your business? Mm-hmm. Does this transformation sound like something that you would like in your life? Just reach out. Let's have a conversation about this. So you just make that invitation to say, send me a DM. Mm-hmm. So that's something I like to tell to all my clients, to just simply make the statement to reach out and make that invitation.
Absolutely. Because if you don't, people don't even know you're available. They assume one of the biggest things with me and my business at this point is people assume I'm fully booked. And there are times when I hear, well, I just assumed you didn't have a way to work with you. I'm like, wait, how can you possibly assume that when I have all these different ways that you can work with me all over? And I think it's just this mindset that when you are an expert, and this goes for you as well, and any of the people who are listening, there could be this underlying assumption that when you're really good at what you do, when you're an expert, you don't have availability. So, you know, I think you're absolutely right in that you have to share what's up Even if it's a free invitation, remember how I said that selling free is hard? It actually is. And all of this brings us to the core question that I ask every single client that they hate when they first start is, what problems do you solve?
Totally.
Right? If you can't describe the kinds of problems you solve, the people that need to hear, that you're not, if you're not speaking their language, how can they know that you have the ability to solve their problem, right? So that's what we circle back around to the offerings that we put out in the world and how they match the problems our ideal clients are having.
Absolutely. And I think we're getting into a little bit of the details of the sales process, but one of the big shifts you also helped me make was catering the solutions to the client when you're having those conversations. So, not just knowing, like, here are the problems I solve and repeating them verbatim to the clients, but actually listening to the problems that they're specifically having and catering your solutions to what that person is saying. So, directly through a sales call, like on a phone call, or through, like, I do a lot of my marketing through Instagram, so I use that as an example. But maybe somebody's saying, I'm having this problem. So then you create a post that is specifically about what that person just said that might not be a problem that you had written in your, like, in my brand visioning process at PlanGate. We go through the target audience problem solves. So it might not be one of those exactly, but it's similar. And then you use what the clients, the potential customers are saying in their conversations and reframe your offerings around that.
Absolutely. You got
Okay.
it.
I'm like, Erin, thank you for teaching me all
I'm
the
like, wait, why am I on here eating all this stuff now?
Well, no, I mean, I know some of it, but I do want, yeah, just I think having this whole conversation around sales is just so important because my next question here is that so many people think sales are sleazy. So how do you reframe sales into, I think we touched a little bit on this, but how do you reframe the sales from being sleazy to being something that is a positive experience, say if you are personally having that mindset issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things you can do. The first one is really being genuinely connected to the person that you're speaking with, right? So rather than having that energy of, I just want to sell you something, you have the energy, you come into it with the energy of, I really want to help you solve your problem, right? I really want to help you get what you desire. So that's just a reframe that you can work on. And another thing to note is when people are on a call with you, they inherently understand they're on a sales call, right? Unless you have positioned it completely 100% as a friend chat, right? Where there's no offer, et cetera. We're just getting to know one another. If you're on a call, you're on a call because they're interested in hearing how you can help them. Like that's the whole point. They know what's going on, right? So that's the first piece. The second thing that I really love is to have multiple ways to work with you presented in each call, right? So I like to give people two or three ways. Usually it's three ways to work with me. And the way that I do this is to share the different ways we can solve their problem. Sometimes it's fast, medium speed, or slow. Sometimes it's very intense, less intense, and then maybe something very small bite. But by sharing different ways that you work and that you can help them, you're asking them just which way feels good for them. Not, do you want to work with me, yes or no? Not, here's the one way we do it. And if you don't like this way, well, this is the only way to do it. So, it has that energy of buy this car. It's the car you said you wanted, so you should buy this car and not all these other ones. Let's not even look over there. And you have this mistrust of whether or not that's actually the right fit for you. So the way that I like to share this is to say, think about three different ways that this person can be helped. And then invite them to all three of those ways and have them choose which one feels right for them. And maybe the answer is none of them feel right. And that's okay, right? And at the end, you still love them just as much as you did at the beginning. This is not you being tied to whether they say yes or no. This is about you empowering them to make a decision. Yes, this is for me, or no, it's not. It's not about rejection. It's about fit. It's about making sure it's a match. So does that make good sense in terms of how you kind of shift that around a little bit.
Absolutely. So I wanted to bring up two things here. Like
Tell
one
me.
is that you're sharing about, I'm kind of having a brain fart here, but releasing the expectations from the call. And just,
Absolutely.
yeah, so like you go into these sales calls, and I think sometimes you can get into this like anxious feeling where you're like, I hope this person buys from me. I hope this person buys from me. Like this would be a huge thing for my business, blah, blah, blah. Where you sh need to kind of reframe that energy into like, how can I help this person transform their business? And throughout that,
Absolutely.
and come in with that energy. And throughout the process, if they're not a good fit, they're not a good fit. And knowing that somebody else who is a great fit is going to come in and fill that slot.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely have been feeling some of these things lately in this way. So, what happens when go brag on myself for a second since you did it. What happens when you're as good at sales as I am at this point is that not only do I know how to have a smooth flowing call, I know how to field objections, and I also know how to make three offers kind of magically off the top of my head using, so imagine I like to share it like this. Let me see if I have my visual. Do I
I
have
love
my
all the
visual?
post-it notes.
Oh God, this desk. This is how my brain has been lately. I've been like, no, they're over there. I can see them, but I can't get them. Okay, imagine this. You have a collection of markers. Let's say you're holding 10 different colored markers. This is how you build offers. Visually, I want you to think about this. So I have my 10 markers, and I can group the markers up in different color combinations. Those make offers, right? So let's imagine green is the length of time. I know that I actually have three different shades of green, right? I have fast, medium, and slow, but I can bundle those colors up in different ways to create these different offers. And so what I've gotten to the point that I can do is not only do I have like 50 markers, but I can bundle them really fast. So my offer is always going to match the person I'm speaking with. Here's the problem with that. I've gotten to a place where my business is very stable. And I realized that just because I can close doesn't mean I should, right? Sometimes the person has selected the wrong offer. I can still close them on that choice, right? I have an example of a gal who came to our call. She always bought the VIP option, no matter what. She just bought the VIP option, which is great, right? And I could have let her buy the VIP option, except it wasn't what she needed, right? She had gotten herself in this flow where she always bought the most expensive one because she assumed it was the best. But the way I build offers, they're all the best. It's just which one feels right, right? So we have to be very mindful of the fact that when we're building offers that match, we have to be cognizant of the choice this person's making to be sure that it's the right fit, right? And there's kind of tricky, not tricky, but strategic ways, right, to reroute them off that choice. Oh, you're telling me you want this crazy VIP thing? It's not really going to be a good fit for you. Let's talk about this other way because I just want you to consider this for a second, right? So I can reroute them. That's part one. Part two is now I'm to this place where I have to ask the question, is this client a heck yes for me, right? Because if they're not, I won't be coming to their calls in the greatest, fullest integrity. So even though they may be like, oh my gosh, I really want to work with you, if I'm kind of feeling lukewarm and I'm not sure, it's actually better for me to say, you know, I don't think we're a good fit yet. Let me refer you over to this person, or let me give you a free resource or whatever, right? It's becoming really conscious of the ways that you can use sales to manipulate and making the choice not to, right? Making the choice to keep it in full integrity and make sure that you're really leading with service and really making sure it's a good fit. So those are kind of some ways that I have to think about this now.
And to like create a little just saying off of that, it is like focusing on what they need and not what they want for the clients. And you, as the business owner and the expert in what you're doing, you know what they need based on what they're telling you on that sales call or in any conversation that you're having. I'll have a lot of people who are just starting off with their businesses, and what they want is this whole brand vision and their website and blah, blah, blah. And for our services to work best, it's usually the business owners who have been in business for a year or two and they're reframing their purpose, or they're succinct. They are not so much like, oh, I have the whole world open to me and I'm going to try all the things. They've gone through that experimental phase and they're ready to rebrand as the core of what they've learned from that experience. Exactly. So it's not that we won't work with, you know, people who are just starting off, but I would say like the main thing is like knowing that that's not what they need. And they probably just need a really beautiful website template, like a nice photo shoot. They need to get going, start their blog, start their business, start whatever they're doing, experiment for a while, and then get really decisive about where they're heading and then create the whole brand platform from there.
Exactly. And I love how you framed this because, you know, sure, you could build them a, you know, five-figure website, but when they're 6 months into their business, they're not entirely certain who their ideal client is. Exactly. And they don't exactly know how they want to show up in the world, how they want to market, how they want to serve, what they're offering. You're doing them a disservice by saying, sure, I'll work with you, right? Now, where you might be in is to have a really small bite way that they can get a little bit of information, get a little bit of support being in your fold, right? So that's why I have like my summer course that I'm doing right now. It's a 6-week summer course. It's super bite-sized. It's very, very approachable for somebody who's not quite ready for a full mastermind. Give them 6 weeks and they're going to be ready to step into something else because we're going to work together, right? And so you have, I mean, I don't know if you do at the moment, but at one point you had like a really cool e-course that you offered.
We're relaunching. It might even be available. Yay. Yeah, it might be available by the time this is out, but yeah.
Awesome, right? So that's exactly the thing. We've thought of different ways we can serve folks, and we're making sure that when they make a choice, they're selecting something that's a good match for where they are.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to back way out. Okay. What about the people who are like, what? I have to do a sales call? And they, right. I know we've been talking about all like a lot of tactics, like while we're on the call and how to reframe this. But what about people who are like, I have to get on the phone? Because that used to be me, honestly. I wanted to do my sales over email because there was less personal connection. And I was really scared of taking that first. I mean, I was getting on the phone, but it was not a sales call. It was an information giving call.
Right.
So how do you transition from being afraid of the phone? And I don't know. I have to tell a little story here about my own personal transformation. So when I first started working with Erin, I think I would like email people like my information list and then maybe they'd hop on the phone call, but it was just like me spewing information. There was not a ton of like connecting going on there. And then Erin taught me her sales process and like how to actually do a sales call. And I think I had a panic attack on the first call. And then she made me do a fake sales call with you. And I had like another panic attack and could barely get through it. I had a sales call on Friday and somebody was like, wow, you're a really good saleswoman. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel so confident about it now. And it took me, 2 years to get to this place? It was not something that happened overnight. So people hearing what we're talking about and being like, I'm just not even there yet. Know that this is a beginning and you'll get better with practice. So it's not something that happens automatically. But for the people who are at maybe where I was a year, two years ago, how do they even start setting up systems and things to get those sales calls going and getting the confidence to make them happen?
Sure. Okay. So the first thing let's address is the fact that I feel like being in business is just all about dealing with your fear, right? Yep. Basically it's, oh no, I have to do this new scary thing. The fear comes up, right? And then if you don't have a process, if there's not a way for you, if you're just kind of feeling around in the dark trying to figure out how to do a sales call, right? That's pretty intimidating. So I think that the first piece is to identify that you're afraid, and that's fair enough, right? Second thing is to find a process that works for you, right? My process is really awesome and easy to follow. But the third piece, like you said, is all about practice. Now, here's the thing. Not all businesses need to do sales calls, right? So I can think of three examples that don't. The first are people who are just straight e-commerce, right? The second are people who, like, for example, with your Build a Booming Brand course, your e-course. If that was the only thing you were selling, I wouldn't necessarily tell you to get on the phone and sell that course, right?
Totally.
Presumably, if you're selling something like that, you have a system, there's a framework of marketing behind it that is going to allow you to sell that without. But here's the thing. In your business, you not only have services, but you also have this course, right? The course can be part of a sales call. So it's all about really understanding how your business is set up. The third kind are people, I have a couple of clients like this. They need the sales call, but what they really are doing is creating a relationship with a gatekeeper, and it's a very long lead process. So yes, they're kind of doing sales calls, but we're actually tweaking it a little bit. So those are the only folks I can think of. But even in retail, even in bricks and mortar, like if you know how to take the five steps, condense them down into a very, very quick interaction, you still have the opportunity to use it, right? So you're almost may not be doing a call per se, but you're using it as an in-person experience. I think that the most important, if somebody's really feeling intimidated, what if we don't call it a sales call? What if we call it a sales process? Knowing that it's simply a way to follow some steps, to have some guideposts along the way that allow you to feel confident and to feel like you know what's coming next. So you're kind of allowing yourself to be guided through by the five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, right? Does this make sense a little bit? Totally. A little better? Okay, good. So that's the first thing. Here's the other thing that kind of ties into the last question and can match. You know, that feeling of desperation you feel when you get on a call with somebody or you're in the driver's seat on the call, you're the leader, and you have this underlying feeling of desperation, like, I need this person to say yes to me. Like you're in that. Here's how we completely scrap that. Because that is, I actually have a client right now who, occasionally I have clients who resist me, who don't do what I tell them to do.
Oh, just occasionally?
Just occasionally, sometimes.
Well, because it's all hard to work through. It's all your own stuff.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And absolutely. You are the catalyst for helping people work through that. So
yeah. So right now, what I've been asking her to do, teaching her to do, sharing, is how to do the reach out that is required to put lots of sales calls on her calendar, right? So imagine that you're looking for one client. If you only talk to one person, you are going to feel an incredible energy of desperation to have that person say yes to you. Now, let's consider this. If you need one client, but you have 10 calls to get that one client, how are you going to feel about each and every one of those calls? There's no charge. Maybe they say yes, maybe they don't. I have 9 people to come, 8 people to come, whatever it is, you know, in terms of your numbers. So the best way to get comfortable is practice. And the best way to avoid feeling desperate is to do a lot of calls. And it just so happens those things are completely aligned. Practicing equals doing a lot of calls, right? So when I'm first teaching somebody sales and I'm saying like, let's get this thing up in the air, I may give them a challenge to do 100 calls in 30 days, right? I don't actually mean they need to do 100 calls in 30 days. What I mean is let's put the energy forward as if you were going to do 100 calls. And then you're not attached to any of them, but you're always in this flow of reaching out, booking calls, reaching out, booking calls. So the simplest form, what you need is you need a way to schedule a call. Some people use Acuity or Calendly or some of those other programs. You don't even need that. All you need is a way to go back and forth with somebody to get a time that matches, right? IM chat, through email, whatever, right? So simple. Let's not put more barriers in the way. You need to get the call on a calendar and you need a vehicle to communicate. So two choices, pure phone or video chat. People ask me all the time, which one's better? There is absolutely no difference. It's all about where do you feel more comfortable? So when I first
answer to that.
You have an answer. Tell me your answer.
I say video all the way because the more points of connection and interaction that you can have with that person, mm-hmm. I think the better, the closer you can get to real life. And I think that just using the phone, it takes out like your facial expressions, your body right. language. Those are all as from a brand strategist, those are all mm-hmm. points of, you know, experiencing who you are, what your business is about.
Yeah.
So I always say do the video chat, if not in person.
I can, whoa, you just threw me a curve right there. First off, here's the thing. I'm 100% with you. Video is fantastic. It's the best way. But if somebody is absolutely petrified of doing video, and I need them to do calls, just use a phone is fine, right? I actually started that way. I started out just doing the phone, and I've grown as I grew my skills and my confidence in myself. Then I was able to add the layer of video, because for me, seeing somebody, I can do just as well on a call if I can hear them as if I can see them for me on my end. But I totally feel where you're coming from on this. Okay, in person, let's pause for a moment. In-person calls are really, really like sales 2.0. Here's why. Let's imagine that you have an hour. You're meeting with somebody for an hour and you're just chatting and getting to know each other for the first like 20, 25 minutes. Great. Then we get into talking about what's not working for them, what they're struggling with. Let's imagine that takes another 20 minutes, right? So now we're at 40. Then we're going to talk into their vision. And let's imagine that that takes them 10 minutes or so. Now we're at 50 minutes. Remember, they only have an hour. So what do you try to do? You try to cram your offer into 10 minutes, which leaves you no time to field objections, right? So when you're first starting with this, you have to figure out how to manage your time differently, because you're just having a coffee or you're having a drink or just getting to know each other. And it's so fun to be in person. Everybody loves it. And then all of a sudden they have to walk out that door in 10 minutes and you haven't made an offer yet. Right. So it can get really sticky in terms of your time management, but as you get better at it, then you also know how to do it. So again,
and I think that what I meant by in person, and I didn't communicate this clearly, is just that when you're in person, there is, this is going to lead into your live event, I feel like, but that in-person energy is so beyond anything else. And the amount of sales, clients, anything that has come from me being able to have a glass of wine with somebody after a conference or like just befriending that person and actually being in the same physical space, that creates that connection beyond anything else. And I think that video is the way in which you can do that when you haven't met that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best. Like you can create that same visual relationship. You can get the most feelings. I don't know.
Feelings. No, I agree. I absolutely agree. It's the closest thing to in-person.
I don't think I've ever made like a sale in person. I don't think I have. Like even the people I know in person, I have personally, like we schedule another call and then do the sales call later on.
I think if I've ever, I've done it twice, but both times things kind of fell apart on the back end.
Oh, okay.
Because it felt rushed. The person wasn't, they were in the energy. Oh, it's so exciting. It's so amazing. Right. And maybe they had, you know, 12 more questions, or in one case, the gal had to leave the conference early because a relative had gotten really, really sick. And that pushed the whole process down the river in a funny kind of way, where by the time we did kind of, she had moved into a different space, right? And she was complete. So it's really personal preference and finding your unique way that's going to feel good. But that is the quest, like find your unique way that's going to feel good.
And I even want to, this is, again, backing out a little bit, like for people who aren't necessarily selling a one-on-one service that needs a sales call, I think you can still work through some of these processes and these steps, like on a sales page. And I think that your site, honestly, is a great example of how you're walking people through the issues that they might be having in their life, what their future vision for life is, how to work through the objections that might come up, like by working into this process. And you can do that through copy as well if your service is not something that you're selling one-on-one. So for my I'm renaming Build a Booming Brand to Brand Your Brilliance. For the course Brand Your Brilliance, like I'll be creating a sales page. Like I'm not having a sales call with everybody who wants to do the course, but I'm gonna still work through some of those things to share, like to help people work through that process. It's not just gonna be like, here's what you get, take it or leave it. So
What we're really doing is we're helping them as they're reading that sales page to say, ooh, that's me. Yep, that's me. Oh, yeah. God, she really gets me. Like, I want to do this not just because the information is great, the content is great, because this girl actually gets me. And I can tell that she does because of the way she talks to me, way she writes, you know, talks/writes to me. And I get it. Like, I get the energy of it. So that's a really good point, because that's exactly what some of my sales pages need to do, like in the live event case, right? Mm-hmm. So with Evolution Live, I cannot possibly talk to all the people who I would need to talk to fill that room. I just don't have the time and all the bandwidth, right? So I had to write a compelling page that not only answers all their questions, but helps them see how this event is really going to serve them and solve their challenges and problems in their business. So again, you say excellent things.
Excellent points. Okay. So Erin, if people are getting on sales calls and they're presenting their offerings, and then people are like, yeah, but I don't have enough money, or they like just say the things that are the objections are popping up. So what kind of things do you have to share about overcoming objections when it comes to creating that pitch and the potential customers being like, "Murr."
Right. Okay, cool. So let me give you a couple of little short line, because I could teach, I have actually taught full day seminars on objections.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Here's the bottom line. The reason that it feels hard for you as a salesperson to field objections is because you're scared. It's also the same reason why the person is showing up with those objections in the first place, because they're scared. Here are what you're going to hear these three common, maybe four things, right? One, I don't have the money. Two, I don't have the time. Three, I don't really know if almost as if they doubt themselves, like they're not sure it's like they can actually do it. Or the fourth one is that they need to check with a partner, like a business partner or a spouse, right? So those are the four.
Can I do number five? They don't think that you're the right person.
Well, yeah, because you know, that's actually the double side of that coin. That's one of the things that I use. So technically there's three: not enough time, not enough money, need to check with partner or spouse, right? But then one of the things I realized, they can't say this. They don't have the language where they are to say this, but this could be true. Either you're not sure I'm the right person to help you or support you, or you're not sure you're willing to do what's required to get the results you want. And that's a kind of a question you can use to pull out more information. Maybe they've had a bad experience in the past. Maybe they actually need to ask more questions. There's lots of different things. But in the end, with those three classic objections, all of them are related to fear at some level. Because here's what you're really doing. Yes, you are selling them the thing, right? You're selling them a website. Fair. But what you're really doing is offering them support so that they can transform some part or aspect of their business, right? And transformation is scary. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable. People don't want to do it alone, and they don't want to embark upon it because there's this fear that they might fail, right? It may not work. So what we can know when we're coming to an objection is that objection is not the same as rejection, right? When somebody is bringing their fear to the party in the form of an objection, our job as the leader of that call and of the guide for this person in terms of supporting them is to help them work through that fear, right? People will give you whatever objection they think you will believe. So if somebody says to me, "Ooh, I would love to be in your mastermind, but I don't have the money," my job is to compassionately not believe them. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if they want what I offer badly enough, they will find a way, right? Which is why I said at the beginning, I work with committed entrepreneurs who are making this choice every single day to be in their business, right? Meaning, if they found, like, this is the classic, right? You have a thing that's $5,000 and the person says, "I don't have the money." And then they turn around and they buy something for $25,000. And you're like, "Wait a second, you told me you didn't have the money." No, the other person did a better job of capturing their emotions and helping them to see how this was the gateway for them. And they did a better job addressing their fear. That's it, right? It's not that they didn't have the money. It's that they were afraid and you didn't take it on, right? So this is all about figuring out how can you compassionately come to them and say, "I know you're telling me you don't have the money, but I don't believe you." You don't actually say it quite like that, but it's an exploring process.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll use the question of like, okay, so yeah, nobody walks around with $5,000 in their pocket just thinking, gosh, I'm going to buy a business coach today, right? Mm-hmm. They don't do that. But what I will often ask them is, listen, is it the first payment that you can't make, or you're not sure how you're going to make that first payment? Or is it payment 3 or 4 or whatever number it is, right? Are you worried about a future payment you can't make? 9 times out of 10, it's a future payment. It's not the first one. They've got the mm-hmm. money for the first one, right? So we can talk through, okay, so you're going to start working with me. What are you going to learn? What kind of support are you going to receive? Is it possible that you're actually going to get something in that first month that's going to support you in bringing in business, which would, you know, right? So we're helping them to unpack their own fears. And that enables them to make a decision, make a buying decision, a choice about whether it's a good fit. But you can always come back to, you know, are you not sure that you're willing to do what's required to get what you want? Or are you not sure that I'm the right person to support you? Either is cool. Ask questions. That's what we're here for. But it's not just saying, oh, you don't have the money. Oh, okay. No, right? Because that's not good service to them. If they truly are not, if it is not a fit, that will come out in the process. But what if it is a fit and they're just so freaking terrified, right? And by being there with them, supporting them through this process, they see not only that they can trust you, but that you're the person to guide them in getting what they want, right? That's the whole point. So
and through this process, I usually, like, I'll go through that and I'll usually use examples from myself and mm-hmm. also from other clients that when they have been able to say yes to this process, what mm-hmm. kind of transformations occurred. And I'll just say from being a business coachee, like getting coached by business mm-hmm. coaches, every time mm-hmm. I've made one of those scary big investments, I've made my money back like at least double within the next month, which is like, I think some magic voodoo, but.
You are a manifester, that's true. But I think that the important point here is you are willing to do what's required to get the results you want.
Yes.
So if I give you an assignment, you're going to go do it. Even if you struggle, have questions, don't do it perfectly, all the things, you're still going to aim at it and you're going to try to accomplish your goal. And then you come back and get more support. So we can test and change and yeah. tweak it, right?
And there's also this yeah. thing of like when you're stepping into this next thing, like when you are putting that energy and putting that money towards the thing, mm-hmm. then you automatically become that next thing. And therefore, it's almost impossible to not create that change and become that person when you've committed that time and energy and all of that into yep. making that process happen. So
absolutely.
This is, I think the first episode of this season, I talked about how I stepped into like, I am an agency now and Pine Gate Road is not just who I am. It is a team. It is a collaboration. I help run an agency, a branding studio. Mm-hmm. And just even saying that, like it felt really scary for like a, you know, probably like a month, but then saying that it was like, this is who I am now. And therefore I became that, or the business became that. And it's just cool talking about that process in the sales calls too, because that is the kind of transformation that some of these services, when they're, you know, bigger transformational experiences, that's what happens.
Yeah. It's about building the belief. Really.
So I think that true. Just being able to talk through some of those examples and not just be like, you're going to get 5 modules in this call and blah, blah, blah. And like mm-hmm. talking about the transformation that happens is how you can field some of those objections too. And
absolutely.
Yeah, help bust open the fear.
Yep. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So we're going to kind of finish up here, but do you have any parting words of advice when it comes to sales?
You know, a valet at a hotel in Florida asked me that question. He was curious about having his own business. And I mean, it was a drive-by connection, yeah. 45 seconds. And he said, what advice would you have? And my answer was actually the same, is that listen more than you talk, right?
Yep.
When you're on a sales call, the best way to really help the person feel understood is to listen and then reframe it in a way that they realize you understood and that you heard them. Listening more than you talk.
Love it.
Which I don't always follow my own advice.
Right? I've been getting better. Okay. So do you have, one question. So is there something that you're really loving right now that you just want to share about?
So what I'm really loving right now is actually I went and shopped with my stylist for the live event at Lord & Taylor. And this was not a place I'd ever gone before. I Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, I'd never been to Neiman Marcus. I'd never been to any of these stores. And we went to New York City. And so she chose a store for me. And I had all these hangups going in about, all the things. And in the end, I fell completely in love because the quality of the clothing I bought, oh gosh, it made me feel so good, right? So I think what's actually lighting me up right now, I'm still kind of on that high from having been there and gone through that experience, is something that is really crafted well, that's well made. And that has been, I've been noticing it in other areas as well, handcrafted, really quality stuff. That's really what's been getting me excited. I
I
know
love
that's kind of a
it.
weird thing, but it really is.
Yay. I know. I need to be a better shopper. I think I have like, this is just personal life, but I have like so many weird hangups over my weight fluctuation that I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna buy this like really cheap thing to get me through the season. And that has like, I probably have lots of mental things to unpack over this.
Yeah, I mean, it
But
was a
I've been
really
like a
interesting.
fear of investing in quality clothing. I'll invest in like a Vitamix or something like something else or shoes or purses, but the actual clothing is something I've had hang-ups on for probably like 5 years.
I did too. It
So.
was really, it was kind of challenging, but I loved having a guide. I mean, the gal I worked with
Yes.
was fantastic. So she was really, she's like, I know that you think that you can't wear things, but you actually can. I was like, okay, I trust you. Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. So where
Okay.
is one place where somebody can find you online?
Online. The best place to really find me kind of and interact is on my Instagram. So
Okay.
my handle is Erin E. Morgan, and my name is spelled with a Y. So it's Eryn E. Morgan on Instagram. And that's a fun place to hang out. And I answer my direct messages and all that good stuff. So it's a
Awesome.
great
Me
place to
too.
interact. Yeah, I
I
know.
love Instagram. And then lastly, are there any products or services or things that you want to tell our audience about?
Yeah, the whole in-person connection thing, you should come to Evolution Live. That is
Yes.
exactly what you should do, right? So Evolution Live is a 3.5 day live event. It is happening in Orlando, Florida, and the dates of it are October 18th through the 21st. It is going to be epic. Not only am I going to be teaching kind of my greatest hits, everything I've got, it's all coming with
So,
me to
like, if you
Orlando.
like
I'm going
this
to teach it.
episode, it'll
Yeah,
be a
you need
hundred
to be
times that.
there. Not only that, but I'm going to be bringing some of my mentors to the stage as well to share their genius work. There's going to be absolutely amazing women.
I'll be there.
You're going to come and be there, and it's going to be epic and amazing. Yeah, so
Yes.
that is the way, the best, most exciting thing I've got right now, and it's super affordable to come to this event. It's not like a multi thousand dollar ticket. It's $397,
And I
like
can say from what
crazy.
I have learned from Erin and what you're going to cover, because I know some of the back end of it
You know, on the
all.
back end of planning the agenda.
Like it is, you might even think like, not like the ticket is a lot. It is very affordable, but for the value that you're getting for that amount is just out of control. Like out of control. So it's gonna be like, I don't know what, $5,000, $6,000, $9,000 worth of, probably even more, like $20,000 worth of
I
coaching
mean,
happening in like 3 days that you're gonna
absolutely.
get. So it's just, I
I'm
just
so
have to
excited about
reiterate that. So
it. I'm so excited. Yeah.
anyway.
Also, I would love to see you and give you an in-person hug.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Erin.
You
I
are so
am so
welcome.
excited to
Thanks for having me
always
back on.
chat. Yay. I know. I'm like, I'll have you every season, I think, because so
Oh,
much wonderful wisdom.
thanks so much, Kelsey. I really had fun.
Erin.
See ya.
Hey guys, I'm here to chat about an online system that I can't get enough of. I'm sure you hear from a lot of online business owners who've been scaling their businesses and about how having systems in place that work for them have been essential for their growth. Putting systems in place might be getting solid processes down, or it can be using a program like Seva to run your email marketing. When it comes to growing my business, the more intuitive something is, the better. Seva, which was formerly ConvertKit, is by far the most intuitive and easy to use program that I have ever used when it comes to growing your email list. They have easy pop-ups you can use on your website, forms that send out free downloads for content upgrades on your blog posts, and 24-hour help if you ever run into a snag. They have amazing customer service and have even helped us custom code some beautiful forms for our clients with no extra charge. I love that they're able to do that, and it's always so helpful. We use Seva here at Pine Gate Road and always recommend them to our clients. If you're saying yes, please, to an intuitive system for email marketing, head to pinegateroad.com/email to grab a free 30 days to start growing your email list and upping your marketing game. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.